The Democratic People's Republic of Korea, also known as North Korea, announced on Wednesday that it had conducted an underground hydrogen bomb test, the fourth in a decade. The UN Secretary General gave this reaction to reporters in New York.
The underground nuclear test announced by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on 6th January is deeply troubling. This test once again violates numerous Security Council resolutions, despite the united call by the international community to cease such activities. It is also a grave contravention of the international norm against nuclear testing. This act is profoundly destabilizing for regional security and seriously undermines international non-proliferation efforts.
Prior to speaking to the media, Mr. Ban held an emergency meeting with senior UN officials.
Good morning, dear colleagues. I understand that Mr. Lassina Zerbo is online on telephone. Mr. Zerbo, thank you for...
Among them was Dr. Lassina Zerbo, head of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, the CTBTO. CTBTO monitoring stations had picked up unusual seismic activity in the DPRK on Wednesday morning in the area of the country's nuclear test site. Later, in an interview, he had this to say.
The only thing we can do at this point in time is to try and correlate the information we have with the previous tests conducted and announced by the DPRK. And this is what our analyst team are doing.
The UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, has also weighed in. Yukiya Amano is the IAEA Director General.
The DPRK's nuclear test, if confirmed, is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions and is deeply regrettable. I strongly urge the DPRK to implement fully all relevant resolutions of the UN Security Council and the IAEA.
The UN and international organizations are closely monitoring the developments in the DPRK, with the UN Security Council holding an emergency session to discuss the matter. It was not possible to get a reaction from the North Korean mission to the UN in New York. Deanne Penn, United Nations.